Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Five steps to stop living paycheck to paycheck. That's today's show. Let's dive into it. Hey, everyone. I'm Clayton Morris, longtime real estate investor and entrepreneur. I have created multiple seven-figure businesses. And on this channel, we teach you how to build wealth, how to build financial freedom, how to start a business and change your life. So today, I want to talk about living paycheck to paycheck. A lot of people get stuck in this rut. And the mentality is that a paycheck is a safety net. It's something that's going to provide you sort of a nice cushion every day. It actually ends up becoming golden handcuffs, not a safety net. It is one of these things that holds people back. When you have a paycheck, it's easy to get lulled into a false sense of security, to believe that you are totally safe. What happens if the rug is pulled out from underneath you and you lose your job? That is not a safety net. Working for somebody else because you get healthcare coverage and because you get a consistent salary actually really holds you back from making a change in your life. So there are five things that I wanted to talk about today to help you stop living paycheck to paycheck. All right, number one on my list is to commit yourself to doing this. I recently spoke to a brilliant entrepreneur. He started and sold multiple companies. And one thing he told me, he's, you know, at retirement age, he said, Clayton, you have to commit. That's the first thing you do when you want to start a business or make a big change in your life. And he's absolutely right. Commit. So if I had to distill it down into those words, it's that one word, commit to it. You know, you have to be all in. So if you want to leave that job, if you want to start thinking about creating your own business or creating your own side hustle, I want you to go all in. You know, I've used the analogy before and I'll use it again, like the Vikings who would burn their boats on the beaches and, you know, either going into battle or establishing a new colony, establishing a new territory, a new trade route, they would burn their boats on the beaches. Don't believe me? Ask Gareth Williams. He is the Norse scholar in London. And he said, we have absolute evidence that the Vikings would burn their boats on the beaches once they arrived on the beaches to establish themselves so that they couldn't look back. So we have this now scholar reporting because people have said to me before, they didn't do that. They absolutely did. And we now have the evidence that they absolutely did. We have eyewitness testimony and other accounts of Vikings burning their boats on the beaches so that they wouldn't have to return. That they were fully committed. They were fully in, okay? They're 100% in on the pursuit that time. They like to avoid war as much as they could, but when they had to face it, they would go all in. And I want you to commit to this. If you want to leave that job and you want to spend those extra hours every night committed to building a business, I want you to stay focused on it and doing it. So that's step one. You have to be committed. Step two is I want you to map out your personal balance sheet. I want you to have a real grasp of what's going on in your life financially. How many liabilities do you have? What's your credit card debt? I remember when I lived in Dayton, Ohio, a number of years ago, I was overwhelmed with credit card debt. I was overweight. I was miserable. And I worked for a paycheck. And I just kept going further and further into debt. And I said, okay, I got to make a change. And I sat down and I mapped out my balance sheet. I figured out, oh my gosh, this is all of the debt. Once I put it down on paper, that this Chase credit card, this Bank of America credit card, I had a Macy's credit card. I was like, why do I have a Macy's credit card in here? You know, stuff you start to find when you start to shine a light on your life. So I put this all down on paper and I had a deeper understanding of what was coming in every month. What were my expenses? What were my monthly bills? You know, we give away a free cheat sheet on our website at morrisinvest.com/freedom. It's totally free and it's called our financial freedom number, and it'll help you figure out your financial freedom number. Like, what will it take for you to pay down these expenses to get a handle on that? So I want you to really get honest with yourself. Look at your assets. Do you own a car free and clear? Do you have a house free and clear? How much equity do you have in that property? Do you own a few, rental properties? Do you own any businesses? What are your assets that are producing monthly cash flow for you, or at least sit in that asset column that maybe aren't producing cash flow, but there's money there? And then what are the liabilities that every month are taking money out of your pocket? You know, do you live in a home that you pay for, which I think is a huge mistake? You know, do you live in the house that you pay for instead of rent? That's a liability. So how much cash is coming out of your pocket for that? How much are you spending on Netflix? How much are you spending on Amazon deliveries? How much are you spending on that gym membership, car payments, gasoline? No stone unturned here, folks. We really want to get a handle on what we're spending every month. So build that balance sheet. Understand what your, that statement looks like so you can have a clearer picture moving forward. Number three on my list is to set a goal. So now that we've committed to making a change, now that we've figured out our finances and where we need to be, now I want you to map out a goal. Nothing moves until you take action. Remember that for a little bit later. You've got to put it first down on paper. You've got to write it out. So what does this goal look like? Where do I want to go in my life? Is it a dream that maybe seems too big? You want to start a travel channel, travel the world. You want to open a restaurant. You want to start a side hustle blog and website on at home. Great. Write it down. Have a vision for it and put it down on paper. And then I want you to think about how can I break it down into some next action steps? What are the next few steps that it will take for you to put this thing into motion? That's how goals are completed. Next action steps. So what is this goal? Write it down and begin to map it out with some next action steps. And then we will start to commit to those next action steps. Today's episode is brought to you by LinkedIn Jobs. Look, small businesses have unique needs. And if you've been listening to our show, you know how much they have been struggling lately, given this pandemic. You know, despite the current uncertainty, one thing that remains unchanged is the importance of having the right people on your team. So when your business is ready to make that next hire, LinkedIn Jobs can help by matching your role with qualified candidates so that you can find the right person quickly. You know, the thing I love about LinkedIn Jobs, just imagine LinkedIn and then layering their incredible network on top of that platform. And so when you're posting a job, you're not just blindly posting something on the internet. They are actively seeking out the right people that would match the criteria you're looking for. It's just saves so much time. Just stop wasting time. This is 2020 for crying out loud. You shouldn't have to spend that much time finding the right candidate. So LinkedIn is an active community of professionals with more than 690 million members worldwide. No one even comes close. LinkedIn Jobs screens candidates with the hard and the soft skills that you're looking for. And it puts your job post in front of the qualified members every day so that it's seen by people looking for jobs like yours. That's how LinkedIn Jobs can help you find the right person faster. So when your business is ready to make that next hire, find the right person with LinkedIn Jobs. You can pay what you want and you get the first $50 off. Just visit linkedin.com/investing. Again, that's linkedin.com/investing to get $50 off your first job posting. Terms and conditions apply. Thanks, LinkedIn Jobs. Number four on my list is I want you to start investing. I want you to start investing in real estate or businesses or other performing assets. Remember, we want to move away from a paycheck mentality. Getting away from making sure that every few weeks I've got some kind of a stream of income coming in from a job, something you're trading time for dollars. Now what we want to do is to start to think about where can we acquire performing assets like real estate, like a rental property. So maybe you've got $30,000, $40,000 in your 401k or savings account, and you have that in your arsenal that you could use as leverage on a down payment with a bank's money to acquire a piece of real estate that could cash flow for you $1,000, $1,200 a month from a tenant in that property. Converting that cash that's just sitting there, not performing, not doing anything, into streams of income. Because ultimately, we want to begin to replace that paycheck with these streams of income coming in. Maybe it's a business. Maybe you start a business, or maybe you acquire a business. Many marketplaces for acquiring businesses online. Maybe there's one that speaks to you, or maybe there's somebody you know locally who wants to sell their three car washes. And that would be a perfect opportunity for you to swoop in with a bank loan, get a business loan, and be able to acquire a business, as not only are the tax benefits fantastic, but then the cash flow also fantastic, and therefore replacing that paycheck, living paycheck to paycheck mentality. So again, thinking about how I can acquire performing assets like real estate, like owning businesses, and really start to map that out and think about where you have some of this money in some of these different accounts. Remember, you can borrow from your 401k to buy real estate. You have an old IRA that's just sitting there that can be rolled over into a self-directed account. My team does that. They do a fantastic job of it. It's very easy to do. And you could leverage that as a down payment and then use the bank's money for the rest of the loan on a rental property. These are the ways to start thinking about it. Or if you're going to buy your first property, maybe instead of buying one that you live in, you buy a duplex, live in one side of it, and have the tenant paying the rent on the other half, like a house hack style. So some just different ways to start thinking about the types of assets I want you to buy, but I don't want you to be buying liabilities, okay? So performing assets, no liabilities. And number five on my list is I want you to take action. I want you to remember one of my favorite quotes from Albert Einstein: nothing happens until something moves. Energy has to happen and flow before anything can happen. So in order for all of this to happen, we need to take those next action steps. Commit to it every day. Those few items that you wrote down on a piece of paper that you're going to commit to, I want you to do them every day, as small as they are. It might just be putting on that shoe. It might just be making that one phone call. As small as those action steps are, they can be dramatically important for you to find success in your business and your life, and to stop living paycheck to paycheck. I hope you found this incredibly helpful. These are some of the main steps that I've taken in my life to get away from the paycheck mentality, and I've helped a lot of people do the very same thing. If you have any questions, please hit me up in the comments below. I always answer every question you ask, and I'm happy to help you. So hit subscribe on this channel as well and take action. I believe real estate investing is the number one way to take action and to build wealth. We'll see you next time, everyone.